Shalom to all. Today's episode on Hedrin Daf Lamed Hey, and we're starting about the 10th line at the two dots with a quote from the Mishnah. Dinim Amen is Gurim by Bayoim Vechulu. And today's Daf is sponsored by Lunishmas Mars Merim Sar Bas Biakav Moshe. Her Neshama should have an Aliyah. So this is really going to the next part of the Mishnah. We're discussing Dinim Nefashos. If at the end of the first day of deliberations, they are concluding that the person is Chayiv, so there has to be Halonas Din. They have to sleep on it and pick up the discussions tomorrow because maybe they're going to find this chus for him. And the question is, Menonim Eli, how do we know this? Ask the Gemara. So Amar Chanina answers Damakra because a pasuk tells us Mle Asi Mishpat Tzedek Yalin Ba. It was full of Mishpat, referring to Yerushalayim, and Tzedek was Yalin Ba, v'atam ratzchem, but now it's murderers. And the understanding of Tzedek Yalin Ba is that the reason why it was full of Mishpat is because Tzedek, the righteousness or judgment, was Yalin. They allowed it to sit overnight. But now that they stopped doing that, it's full of murderers. And so we see that we have to have Alanis Hadin. Now, Rava Amar Mahacha, he has a different source. The Pasuk says, Ashru Chamoitz, which literally means encourage the oppressed. But the Joshua is, Ashru Dayan Shemachamitz is Dinoi, that you should encourage a Dayan who allows his din to wait and sit. Mechamitz is a lashon of chaimitz, like vinegar, or like chametz, which is leavened bread. Both of these things, when they're left to sit, something changes. And so it's the same thing with a din. When they're left to sit overnight, when there's halonas din, perhaps it might change for the better. Now, the quote about the first man, Amar of Chanina, what does he do with his drasha? So he'll say, Ashru chametz, v'loi chametz. It says in the pasuk, chametz, and not chametz. So we simply can't darshan this. The quote about Rava, Haim le'asi mishpat, my avidle, what does he do with it? And the answer is, Kribul Azram Rav Yitzchak, the Amar of Lazar Rav Yitzchak, he tells us, Kol tainis shemalin b'ez had staka, any tainis, any fast day that staka is left overnight. We know that on fast day, the aniyim are waiting for the tzedakah, and if it's not given to them in time, ki'ilu shevek damim, it's as if blood was spilled. Shenemar, because the pasuk says, "Mle asi mishpat tzedek v'goymer." So we see from here that tzedek is referring to tzedakah, and it's not good if it's yalin ba. However, hanimili bereft of a tamri, that's only if we're talking about bread and dates, namely ready-made food was given out to the aniyim on the tainis, and that's a problem if it's not given to them in time because they're waiting for it. Aval bezuze chit yisari leslom ba. But if usually what was given out was just money, wheat, or barley that is not ready to eat, it has to be ground into flour, and you have to go through the whole process of making it into bread, so there is no problem, even if it's delayed. Now the Mishnah continues, Lefikach ein donav v'chulu, therefore, since we need halonas din, we're not allowed to start a judgment Erev Shabbos. And the Gemara asks my time, why is that? The answer is, Mishun d'lo yafshir, because it's not possible. Hechli avid, what do you want to do? L'danim mali shabsa? Do you want to start judging him at Erev Shabbos? V'ligmer l'dinim mali shabsa? And conclude the din on Erev Shabbos, which would obviously be ideal. But dil mechazu tam l'chayva, ubo l'mevet halonas din. Maybe at the end of the deliberations, right before Shabbos, it's going to come out that the person's chayiv, then they're going to need halonas din, and it's going to be pushed up till tomorrow. Okay, so no problem suggesting Gemara. L'danim mali shabsa. So maybe they should start the dinner on Erev Shabbos, l'ktalei b'shabsa, and then kill the guy on Shabbos if it turns out that he's chayiv. The problem with that is ein ritzicha deiches haShabbos. Killing a person al pi bezdin is not deiches haShabbos, which we're going to see soon. Why not? As Gemara of l'ktalei l'urta. So why not kill him in the evening, meaning matzah Shabbos? The answer is neged haShemesh b'inon. We need to fulfill the pasuk of neged haShemesh, which we had at the end of yesterday's Gemara that told us it has to be during the day, and they can't carry out mises bezdin at night. As Gemara of l'ktalei l'din b'shabsa. So finish the din Torah on Shabbos, v'ktalei b'chad b'shabsa, and carry out that punishment on Sunday. The problem with that is nimsa atama'an is dinoi. It turns out that you're afflicting him in this judgment. When a person is paskin, he's chayv misa, he's not happy about that, and if we're going to delay that, we're just extending his agony, and that's called being ma'ane as dinoi, so we can't do that either. And lastly, we say, nidane b'mal shabbos v'nigme b'chav shabbos, maybe you want to say, okay, start the judgment Erev Shabbos, and then conclude it on Sunday. And the reason why we can't do that is because minshu tamayu, the dayanim are going to forget their reasons and their svaras. And afa gav the shnei sefer ha'dayanim amdlefnei v'kosim divrim zakin v'divrim mechayvin, even though as we already know, we've mentioned this before, there are two scribes that are standing there writing down all the words of the Mazak and the Mechayvin, Nei Di Bapuma Kosvin. You're right, that which came out of their mouths, the words, that's written down. But Liba De Inchi, Inchi, the heart of a person is going to be forgotten. In other words, all the different svaras that he had in his heart, meaning in his mind, all the different back and forths and the proofs and the supports for that which he said out loud, that's something that's going to be forgotten in 2 days. Hilkach Le'efshir, therefore there's no possibility, that's why our Mishnah says, no starting a din on Erev Shabbos. Now the Gemara is going to bring up another discussion, which in the course of it, we're going to see the Bezin Zalah to kill a person on Shabbos. The burial of a meis mitzvah should be doicha Shabbos based off a kal v'chomer. We know the burying meis mitzvah is held in the highest accord. A person's walking down the road and he sees a deceased Jew there with no one to take care of him. That's called a meis mitzvah. So a person has to stop and take care of that right away. And so a suggestion over here is that burying meis mitzvah should be doicha Shabbos. Even though we're usually not allowed to bury somebody on Shabbos, maybe burying meis mitzvah should be doicha Shabbos based off a kal v'chomer. What would that be? Well, ma avoida. Just like avoida in the Beis HaMikdash. Should doicha Shabbos? It is doicha Shabbos. We know the Kohanim do avoid in the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos, even though they're doing things that technically one would be over Shabbos for, like shechting and fires and things like that. Nonetheless, it's Deicha Shabbos, and Kurus Meis Mitzvah, Deicha Aysa, bearing Meis Mitzvah is Deicha Avaida. Now we just pause here for a second to explain where we get this from. Mei Vila Achaysai, from the Pasuk of Vila Achaysai, Gedetanyu of Bresa tells us in regards to a Nazir, there's a general law that a Nazir is not to become Tamei Meis, but then the Pasuk pasuk says specifics, la'aviv, ul'ima, ul'achiv, and the question is, why does the pasuk have to say he can't be tamei to his sister? We already have this general love that a nazir is not to become tamei meis. And the answer is, it's telling us something unique. Let's say we have a nazir who also happens to be a kohen gadol who's going to shecht his karm pesach, v'lamas benoi, or is going to give a bris milah to his son, and then he heard that one of his immediate relatives died, you might think that he's allowed to become tamei and take care of burying that person. The pasuk says that he can't become tamei. Now, you might think that the same way he's not to become tamei to his sister, for example, if his sister dies, so too he's not to become tamei to meis mitzvah. The let's say he's on his way to shecht karm pesach and he encounters a meis mitzvah that he's not to become tamei there. That's why the pasuk says, and this teaches us, if it's a sister who passed away, he can't become tamei, but he could become tamei to meis mitzvah. So you see from here that burying meis mitzvah is doich avodah. A kohen is not going to do avodah and instead deal with burying meis mitzvah. And we know that avodah in the Beis HaMikdash is doich Shabbos, as we said. Therefore, Shabbos shenichas mina avodah, Shabbos, which is pushed away because of avodah, ain't oidin shetei kavuas meis mitzvah doich ha'isah. Shouldn't we say based on this kavu chaymer that burying meis mitzvah is doich Shabbos? As Amar Leih Rabbi Yochanan responds to Reish Lakish, Ritzicha techiach. Ritzicha is going to prove that's not true. Ritzicha over here is referring to a kohen who murdered somebody, so we're going to have to judge him and give him misa, and that's going to prove this is not true. It's doich avodah. If a kohen's about to do avodah, but it turns out that he's chayv misa, we're not going to let him do that avodah. That's what it means. It's doich avodah. But v'ein doich Shabbos is not doich Shabbos, and therefore we don't have valid kavu chaymer. Now we just further clarify. Ritzicha gufat hitches Shabbos from kavu chaymer. Why not say the chiv for bezin to kill somebody who's chayv misa? It should be doich Shabbos based off of kavu chaymer. Ma avodah should doich Shabbos. Ritzicha doich ha'isah. Just like avodah in the Beis Hamikdash is doich Shabbos. As we said, kohanim do avodah in the Beis Hamikdash on Shabbos. Ritzicha is doich it. Again, as we just said, a kohen who's chayv misa is not allowed to do avodah. And how do we know the shemar? Because the pasuk says, "May imiz bechitek chenu lamos." From next time his beach, he should be taken to be killed. And so this tells us that even though he's about to do avodah, not if he's actually on the mizbeach, but if he's about to do avodah, we're going to stop him from doing it and we're going to give him misa instead. So Shabbos shenitchas mina avodah, Shabbos which is pushed away because of avodah in the Beis Hamikdash, ain't oidin shtei ritzicha doich ha'isah. Shouldn't we say for sure the bezin killing somebody should be doichet and they should be allowed to kill somebody on Shabbos? And to this, Amar Rava, Rava answers, Kfar paskal tanan de'Rabbi Shmuel. It was already clarified and paskin by a brayso taught by Smash Rabbi Shmuel. The tanan de'Rabbi Shmuel, a brayso taught by Smash Rabbi Shmuel. The pasuk tells us loy sevaru eish, one is not allowed to light a fire. And matam loymer, what's this teaching us? And the Gemara pauses right away and asks, matam loymer, what's the pasuk teaching us by saying loy sevaru eish? Either Rabbi Yosi lav yatzas, either Rabbi Nasan lechalik yatzas. Either according to Rabbi, it's teaching us a lav, or according to Rabbi Nasan, it's teaching us lechalik. We'll explain this in a moment. As the Gemara says right now, kedetanyu of a brayso tells us havara lelav yatzas de Rabbi Yosi, lav havara was singled out to teach us that it's just a lav, and Rabbi Nasan omer lechalik yatzas. Rabbi Nasan says teaching us lechalik. This has to do with the general isra of Shabbos that all the malachas of Shabbos are lumped into one isra that says don't do malacha. But then the pasuk singles out one lav, loy sevar eish b'chol mashveisechem, don't light a fire. And the question is, why is that singled out? It's already included in the general isra of doing malacha, and that's what we have this machlokes. Rabbi Yosi says it's lav to tell us that lighting a fire on Shabbos is only a lav that one's going to be chayv malchus for, but he's not going to be chayv misa. And according to Rabbi Nasan, it's actually lechalik. It's reflecting back on all the other 38 malachas that if a person does all of them in one halama, one lapse of awareness, he's going to be chayv separate for each and every one of them. But either which way, we already have a limud for loy sevar eish. So what's Tanya Rabbi Shmuel asking? Matam alomer, what's it teaching us? We know what it's teaching us. I think Rava says you're right. Elam Rava, rather Rava said it as follows. Tana moishvais kashole. The Tana was asking a question about moishvais. Moishvais matam alomer. Why does the pasuk say moishvais? As we had just said, the pasuk says loy sevar eish bechol moishvais seichem. And the question now they're asking is why does it have to say bechol moishvais seichem? Don't light a fire in all of your dwelling places. Michti, let's see. Shabbos chayvus hagufi. Shabbos is chayvus haguf. It's incumbent upon a person to do it. V'chayvus haguf nahegas bein ba'aretz bein mechutz la'aretz. And a chayvus haguf, one has a chiv to keep to whether in Eretz Yisrael or mechutz la'aretz. And therefore, moishvus is kasher rachman olamali. Why does the Torah say moishvus? Don't light a fire in all your dwelling places. Obviously, you're not allowed to light a fire. It doesn't make a difference if you're in Yerushalayim, Bnei Brak, Tzfas. That's all in Eretz Yisrael, or if you're in Lakewood or Timbuktu. Why does it make a difference? It's Shabbos and you got to keep it. So why does the pasuk say moishvus seichem? And mishum Rabbi Shmuel, Amar Talmud Echad, one Talmud said the name Rabbi Shmuel, lefi shenemar, since the pasuk says kiyeh be'ish chet mishpat mavas v'humas, when a person did a sin which his mishpat is to die, shemeani, I hear from that bein b'chol bein b'shabbos, the bezin has a chiv to carry out this misa during the week or even on Shabbos. And v'ha'mani mekayim mechala mesumas, so how would I then understand the pasuk of if somebody's mechal Shabbos they shall be killed? How can bezin kill somebody on Shabbos if that's considered chilul Shabbos? And so I would say b'shar malachos chutz misas bezdin, that that's referring to all other malachos except for misas bezdin. I ain't I el afil misas bezdin. Maybe it's even including misas bezdin. The bezdin is not allowed to carry out misa on Shabbos. And umani mekayim v'humas. So how would I understand the pasuk of v'humas? B'chol, avoloi b'Shabbos. That means only during the week, but not on Shabbos. Or maybe perhaps the other way around. Eni ela afilu b'Shabbos. Maybe the pasuk of Humas is telling me that even on Shabbos, Bezdin is allowed to carry out Misa. So now we're holding with this challenge. On one hand, it seems to be we have a pasuk telling us that Bezdin does carry out Misa on Shabbos. On the other hand, we have a pasuk that says b'chol emas yumas. What do we do with this? Tam olam. That's why the pasuk says loy sevarish b'chol mashveisechem. Don't light a fire in all of your dwelling places. Ula alanu aimer. In regards to a judgment, it says v'hayu elu lachem l'chukas mishpal u'dereisechem b'chol mashveisechem. What do we learn? Ma mashveis ha'amr la'alan. Bezdin, just like the mashveis in the second pasuk that we just quoted, is referring to Bezdin. Af mashveis ha'amr kan Bezdin. So to the mashveis that's said over here of loy sevaru esh b'chol mashveisechem is referring to Bezdin. And Amar Achmanu, the Torah is telling us loy sevaru esh b'chol mashveisechem, that you're not allowed to light a fire in all of your dwelling places. Namely, that's a commandment to Bezdin that they are not allowed to light a fire on Shabbos, meaning if a person's chayav Sreifa, they're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. And obviously from Sreifa, we learn to the other Mises Bezdin as well. So at the end of this very long discussion of ours, we come out with this clarity from Rava, the Bezdin cannot carry out the death penalty on Shabbos, therefore we don't have this Kal V'chomer that the death penalty should be able to be carried out on Shabbos. Now Amar Abaye, Abaye weighs in and says as follows, Hashu da Amrit in Ritzicha Dechas HaShabbos, now that you're saying that Ritzicha is not Dechas HaShabbos, in Ritzicha Dechas HaVoidim Kal V'chomer. So Ritzicha, again, Bezdin carrying out the death penalty, that shouldn't be Dechas HaVoidah either, based off of Kal V'chomer, meaning they should not be able to pull a Kayin away from doing HaVoidah from Beis HaMikdash just because he's Chayav Misa. What's the Kal V'chomer? Uma Shabbos Shenitchus Minei HaVoidah. Just like Shabbos, which is pushed away from HaVoidah, a Kayin will do HaVoidah in Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos. Ein Ritzicha Dechas Yisa. Ritzicha is not Dechas Shabbos. HaVoidah, Shehi Dechas HaShabbos. A Kayin doing HaVoidah in the Beis HaMikdash is Dechas Shabbos. Ein Adin Shloitei Ritzicha Dechas Yisa. Shouldn't we say that Ritzicha is not Dechas HaVoidah? And if a Kayin is about to do HaVoidah in Beis HaMikdash, even if he's Chayav Misa, they're not allowed to stop him. And Abaye defends a potential question on him. Ella, Hadach Siv Me'imiz B'chitichen Ulamos. If you're going to say, what about the pasuk of Me'imiz B'chitichen Ulamos, which seems to tell us Beferosh, that we will take a kain away from doing Havaidah if he's Chayav Misa. Ahula Karbon Yachid, Deloy Dachi Shabbos. That I could tell you is referring to Karbon Yachid, it's not Dachi Shabbos. Meaning if somebody wants to come and bring a personal Karbon on Shabbos, that he's not able to do, a kain can't do that Havaidah. Maybe that's what the pasuk's referring to. And then we tangle the good stuff as Kal V'chomer, the Ritzicha, Mises Bezdin, is not Dachi Havaidah. However, Amar Rav responds to that by saying, Loite Ritzicha Dachi Karbon Yachid Me'Kal V'chomer. Ritzicha is not going to be Dachi Karbon Yachid based off of Kal V'chomer. Lamed Vav Amar Alf on the top, because my Yontif Shenitchum Bnei Karbon Yachid ain't Ritzicha Dachi Isai. Just like Yontif, which is Nitchum Bnei Karbon Yachid, we're going to see in a moment that there's a man to Amar that a personal Karbon could be brought in Yontif, but Ritzicha is not Dachi. We can't carry out Mrs. Bezdin on Yontif. Karbon Yachid, Shu Dachi is Yontif. So this Karbon Yachid, which is Dachi Yontif, ain't Adin Shloite Ritzicha Dachi Isai. So we say for sure that Ritzicha is not Dachi. And for the clarification of this, is Honey Chalaman to Amar. This all go according to Man to Amar. Ain't Adar Mandavis Kraven Yomtif. Then Adar Mandavis, basically personal Karbanis, are not brought on Yomtif. Alaman to Amar, Adar Mandavis Kraven Yomtif, Michael Maymar. What about, according to Man to Amar, that personal Karbanis could be brought on Yomtif? What can we say to this? And that's clearly a question on Abai. Elam Rava, rather, Rava says, Lami Bai Laman to Amar, Adar Mandavis Kraven Yomtif. We don't have to say that according to Man to Amar, the personal Karbanis are allowed to be brought on Yomtif. That if we're going to make this a Kal Chomer of Abai, we're not going to be able to fulfill this pasuk of Me'imiz Bechi, which tells us that we're going to stop a kain from doing avodah v'is chayv misa. Ella fiul man d'amar and darim d'avos ain't craving b'yamtiv. Even according to man d'amar, the personal karbanos are not allowed to be brought in yamtiv. At the end of the day, haksev the pasuk says me'imiz bechi. And what do we learn from here? Mizbechi hamiyochid li my mizbech, which is unique to me. Umayni, what's this referring to? Tamid, the carbon tamid, namely even non-personal karbanos. A carbon tamid is a carbon sibur. V'amar chaman. Nonetheless, the Torah says me'imiz bechi tekachenu lamos, and it means the kain is going to be stopped from doing avodah v'is chayv misa. As we see from here, that since the pasuk could be teaching that Ritzicha is Daicha, even a carbon seber, we can't use the Kal V'chomer to learn the opposite, and so we conclude that Abaye's suggestion is wrong. We're going to stop here for the day, and pick it tomorrow, continue to explain the Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.